Hi, Robert. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name's Robert Irvine. I'm currently a junior at Penn, and I, like to play video games for fun.
What else do you like to do for fun?
Well, over the weekends, I actually attend cadet meetings, and, we just drill, march, and, generally have a good time all day.
Tell me a little bit more about this program. What do the details entail?
So, essentially what happens is, over the weekend, we, do these drills, and it just contains, primarily Navy and military, other Navy military veterans, just kind of teaching us how to do different things, and teaching us, like, leadership skills, how to march, and, like, how to handle, real-life scenarios.
What sort of things do they teach you?
So, for example, at the last meeting, they taught us buoyancy of a ship, how to maneuver, stuff like that, and also how to do man overboard drills. So that gives you an idea. We just have a long variety and long range of things that we actually do.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your family.
So I have five siblings, two brothers, actually three brothers, I'm already forgetting, and two sisters. And my dad's a surveyor, and my mom's a teacher.
So how are your siblings doing? Well, the ones that have settled down, at least. Do they have their own families? Do they live with you guys? Are you an uncle yet?
I'm an uncle, yes. My sister has had, the oldest, actually, has had, two children. And my oldest brother currently works for my dad's surveying business. And kind of the in-between brother, he's currently a teacher in Chicago, and the other sister is she travels across the United States and plays music for people. And then I have my younger brother, who obviously hasn't gone anywhere yet.
What about you? I know you're just a junior, but what are your aspirations for the future?
So I actually plan on going into the Navy right after high school. Well, first college and then the Navy. And after that, just probably be a history teacher or something.
So what's the difference between a naval officer and an enlisted man?
So a naval officer is somebody that's gone through officer training, which requires having a college diploma. So, which I plan on doing, going into college and then becoming an officer. An enlisted man, essentially what an enlisted man does is, just out of the blue with, just a high school degree at the least, just goes in and they're a grunt.
So you'll be doing college and some Navy program at the same time?
Yeah, the Navy program is called NROTC. It's all 4 years at college. And right after that, they basically pay for your college. You go in and you give them 4+ years.
So what's your major, or the major you're thinking about, going to be oriented towards your intended future in the Navy?
So the kind of the major that I want to take through college is a history major. However, if I just have the degree, I can become a, an officer. So I plan on using that history degree to, get me somewhere else after the Navy. But I'm also going to take stuff like social sciences, which is going to enable me to become a, leader through the program.
After college, how long do you intend for your term of service to be?
Well, I plan on doing a full 20 years.
Oh, wow. Besides the Sea Cadet program, what have you done thus far to prepare for this future you have in mind?
So what I actually plan on doing is, aside from, what have I prepared for? I guess what you could say is that I've done stuff like debate and just generally trying to surround myself with as many people as possible to be become a better leader.
Oh, what else?
Through the program, actually, which does a lot of the heavy lifting on getting this future, I did stuff like, at 12, I became a marksman at a range. I could shoot a target 9mm rifle about 100 meters away. And at 13, I attended cadet boot camp, which was 2 weeks. And I guess you could say that did a lot of push-ups.
So what motivated you to want to join the Navy?
It's actually my father and my grandfather. They were both in the Navy, and I'm kind of carrying on this legacy.
Oh, Okay, well, thank you for your time, Robert, and I hope the best for your future.
All right, thank you.